Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our new stew.
This feels weird.
It's not a temporary stew for once. It's not a virtual stew.
For once.
It isn't the stew.
But we're in a new one.
It's a stew.
It feels weird. I feel like we're very professional right now.
It's strange. We're just saying we've been doing the podcast for 3 years and we've just like...
Look at you like staring across.
Well, I know we also never look at each other like this.
No, this is weird. We're normally sat across from each other, not like across from each other.
It's actually really confronting. Hello. But yeah, we're saying we've done it for 3 years and we always like, you know, we started in the cupboard. Mm-hmm. Let's do the progression.
I wish we found that photo because we took a photo. Do you remember? Sat yes. in our like, I think it was our linen cupboard or something.
Yes.
And we had the worst microphones on the floor. It was trauma.
And they kept like unclicking. Oh my God, it was so bad. And then, you know, we progressed to like a friend's kind of stew, but it was still like, it was kind of just like a bedroom with yeah. like recording equipment. Yeah. You know, it wasn't like a proper stew. Mm. And then we got the stew, you know.
I missed that. That was the stew.
That
guys.
Was the stew.
With
always.
The sign. Mm. You know, you've made it when you got a sign.
Oh God. You know, and then we had temporary virtual stew.
Yeah.
Bit of hotel hopping.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And now here we are. So this is what you guys are going to be, if you're watching on Spotify. This is probably what you're going to be seeing for the next however long.
However long. And Maddie can finally sleep peacefully because our TikToks will be aesthetic again.
Oh, yeah. I've been internally screaming every time I see them because the hotel hopping was fun, but I'm just like, no.
No.
Not for the TikTok.
We just post them and then Maddie couldn't even look at the feed. She hasn't looked at the TikTok in months.
No, I literally haven't. I'm like, I cannot.
I can't do it.
I can't. Also, I'm in Sydney right now. Amazing.
Surprise.
I can.
What's it called when you're living in LA and New York? Bicoastal.
I'm very much bicoastal.
You like Kendall Jenner? Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same.
Perfect. What's new? Life updates? Anything? Nothing?
How's things for you, doll?
Things are, I mean, when did we re-record our last episode?
2 days ago.
2 days ago. So, I mean, nothing really new is happening. We went to a lovely lunch yesterday.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. At Benelong, which is my first time going, your second time going.
And for anyone who doesn't know Benelong, it's like this gorgeous, I can't stop saying gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I almost said Gorgina. Don't know where that one came from. Restaurant.
Let it happen.
Restaurant in the Sydney Opera House. It is, I'm going to say it, Gorgina. But yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. Mm. So that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
Taking advantage of that and doing some episodes.
I landed at, what, like 11:15?
I don't know.
11:30.
You were on that plane, girl.
I was on that plane and the event started at 12 and Kaylin's in the car waiting for me. And I text her because obviously there's an hour time difference now between Queensland and New South Wales. So I think my flight was at 8:30 a.m. So I was tired. I hadn't had coffee. I hadn't had food. So I text Kaylin and I'm like, bitch, I need something to get me going. Okay. I need something. So I'm like, can you go get like a coffee or a Red Bull? Cause she's waiting to pick me up in the car park. And we have like, we're going to be late to this event. Cause it takes longer than that time to get to the Benelong. So she's like, okay, I'm going to go see what's in the vending machine. There's no Red Bull. However, there's Monster.
Other people might know it as like Kyle juice.
Kyle juice, I think is a great way to describe it.
Because only Kyle's during Mothers.
Yeah. No, it's Monster. Was it Monster or Mother?
Whoa, what's the difference?
No, it's Monster, I think. Is there a Mother?
It's the one with like the aggressive, that's like angry green M.
Monster.
Yeah, it's that.
It tastes awful.
I can't believe they're two different drinks.
Like, why is there so many? Like, Red Bull just shits on all of them. I'm sorry.
Well, we thought, you know, how bad could it be? Because... What one was it? Monster?
Monster.
Monster has so many flavor variations. There's pink, there's green, there's every flavor. I was like, people love this shit. Kyle's love it. You know, like after punching a bit of drywall. Hate bit of drywall.
Sit back. Nothing crack helps open a Monster.
Nothing helps you unwind more than a Monster, am I
I'm
right?
So sorry if someone called Kyle's like listening to this and like sipping on his Monster.
Do you want to know something so like I shouldn't be sharing?
What?
I was going to be called Kyle.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, my mum likes the name.
If you're a guy, obviously. Yes. Right.
So at mum, you listen to every episode. Were you okay in the head, first of all? I don't know why Kyle's just become such a meme. Like, I know they're punching drywall and drinking Monster.
I actually have good – I actually have known a Kyle and I've had good experiences with the Kyles that I know.
I don't think I've ever met one.
Really? Okay. No,
they're like a mystery to me. I know Kyle from Summer House.
Okay.
But like, he probably would punch a hole in drywall. If you watch.
I don't watch it, but like, hey.
Like, he might.
Yeah, maybe.
Get a little bit angry. Mm. I don't know. Who knows? I'm throwing accusations out. But the point is, we drank them.
The point is, we did drink them. But
they were like large cans.
They were so big. I actually barely touched mine. You threw it out this morning. It was like hardly touched. But that leads me into my ins and outs of the week, because that's on my out list. Monster.
Definitely. I actually had to – so we had like a few sips, went into the event like loaded up, ready to go.
Let's go.
And then coming back, I dropped Maddie off and I was so thirsty. All I had had in my body that whole day is like four sips of Monster. I think – no, that's literally it. Four sips of Monster, maybe a coffee that morning, two glasses of champagne at the event and lunch.
Rosé.
Yes, rosé.
Rosé. The drinks were flowing.
The drinks were flowing and – but not of the H2O variety.
No.
So I'm driving back. I'm stuck in peak hour traffic. My mouth becomes the Sahara Desert. Like, it, even now talking, like, it's getting dry again. Like, it was so.
To refresh, babe.
Like, so dry. And I'm looking around my car. I can't veer off because, you know, traffic. I'm seeing it and I'm like, fuck. Am I going to do it? It's hot, by the way. It'd been in my car for like 6 hours at this point.
A long time.
Open. Mm. Disgusting. Flat. Yeah. I'm there drinking this piss. Out of the once again. I was so thirsty. I think
you sent me a selfie.
I did. I was like, Kyle mode activated.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was disgusting. It ended up just giving me the gags. And yeah, so don't drink Old Mother Monster.
Don't drink Monster in general. Just don't do it.
Do you reckon they would have ever worked with us?
Probably not. What's that drink company that everyone works with in LA?
You know, Celsius.
Is that what it
is? Or Bang Energy.
Bang Energy.
Are they still around?
I don't know. Surely they're paying people.
What is...
to like drink their drink. Yeah, I don't know.
They have like bubblegum energy drinks.
I don't know.
Stuff.
Like, who buys like a Bang Energy drink?
I don't know, but we should probably not burn that bridge.
Okay, so just kidding. Bang Energy. If you're listening, please feel free to reach
out. They're ever gonna... you see us in the next Bang commercial, like in bikinis. Like,
can you imagine next time we start this, like before we start, we've got our Bang Energy.
Do you know what I actually think about is because we do... you know, throw shade here and there at things we don't like.
We do.
Ins and outs, you know. Yeah. We're open and honest.
We're not afraid.
I do wonder if, you know, back in the archives, there's going to be something.
There's probably something, for sure.
Like, because as well, I know for a fact we change our mind a lot.
Yeah.
Even, I think when we started this podcast, I didn't like films, but I remember I liked psychological thrillers in a sense. Like, I did like scary things and now hate it. Yeah. So if you don't start from, you know, there's a lot of conflicting information
there's
here.
There's room for growth. Honestly, probably catch us in a year saying how much we love monsters.
We're in the next Monster commercial. Yeah. You know how they do like the calendars and stuff with like all those girls and they're like, isn't that a thing?
I haven't seen it. No.
I don't know. It's loose information.
Do your own research.
Yeah.
Look it up in your own time.
We're giving Monster a lot of airtime.
Yeah. That's my out.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can second that. Yeah. I don't have any more. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Okay. Do you?
Hang on.
Okay.
Oh, I wish I had it here, but that's fine. Okay, I have one in, which is a little bit controversial, but it's the Lano Libs. They sent me them. The glazed donut, new flavor of Lano Libs.
The controversy.
Well, I told you this and you were like, they're getting in trouble or something, aren't they?
Well, so I saw the Lano Libs announcement, right? And I was like, so cute. Sick. But my first thought was that was – you know, it's Hailey Bieber coded. Glazed donut. She's really put her whole badoosie into the glazed donut messaging. Yeah. So I was like, okay, Hailey Bieber, love what you're doing, Lano Lips, though, because you can't even get road in Australia.
No, you can't.
So
when are they going to bring shipping to Australia? Surely soon.
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
Are they in like a Sephora?
I don't think so. Mecca? No. I think they're exclusive.
I reckon there'll be an announcement soon. I reckon they'll go to Mecca.
Mecca would be so good.
That's my PR prediction.
Yeah, that's our PR prediction.
I also think I predicted a few months ago that Ariana Madix from Vanderpump Rules was going to date Pete Davidson. That hasn't happened, so I'm not.
What's she up to?
Doing too well. She's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh wow,
she's doing amazing.
Wow, I love that for her. What's he up to?
He just launched a podcast.
Oh my god! Wow, yeah. What does he talk about?
I've not listened, but I actually saw Tana Mojo. She was talking about the fact he launched this podcast and that he asked her to come on. She didn't know who he was.
Oh shit!
And then she was like, apparently she asked a few people and they told her about, you know, the cheating scandal. Mm-hmm. You know, again, do your own research. And apparently she said she wants to go on just to be like, what's up, cheetah? And like make it a funny thing.
I feel like she'd be good at that. She's like the perfect person to do that.
I low-key love her a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I think I really enjoy her content.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just outrageous.
Yeah. Her little like podcast clips come up on my TikTok all the time.
Her and Brooke are so funny.
Yes.
Do you think we're that funny?
No.
No, neither.
I think we strive, but no. Fuck no.
Well.
Yeah. Well.
One day.
One day. All right. That's fine.
I'm massaging my ears with the headphones right now. It feels so good.
I know. It feels so. We'd been like so professional. Is that all your ins and outs?
Well, yeah. I had none.
Oh, perfect.
You didn't have any last week, so I feel like I can, take a backseat. Also, can we just talk quickly before we get stuck into our super important and serious and clearly hilarious topics?
Go on.
The journey we went on to get here. The studio is quite far from where we live. I mean, well, where I live.
I'm so far from where I live.
You're a nomad.
Yeah.
A digital nomad. Whatever.
I'm bi-coastal.
Whatever. Yeah, that's right. You're Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're driving. No idea where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, we're already freaking out. Maddie had to co-pilot the whole trip because within the first 5 minutes of picking Maddie up, I missed at least 6 turns.
Mm-hmm.
And like my phone's in a thing. I can see it. Clearly, I don't know what happens. My brain just goes nut.
You literally started turning down like a side street and it was like in 15K's turn. And you just like put your indicator on. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
No, like the map popped up. It was like in 15 kilometers go left. I was like, left. Stop. So that's why we were so late.
Yeah.
To the kind sir who's listening right now, I'm so sorry again. So that was crazy scenes. But what we did see along the way was this lady. So we're on a highway, busy highway, kind of in the middle of nowhere at this point. Like no houses around. I don't know why anyone would be on the side of the highway. There was this lady. There's like a side ramp you go off to like go up off the highway. Everyone's doing like 110, by the way.
Yeah.
And this lady's walking down the highway ramp in an hoodie, barefoot, like walking onto the highway. That's the end of the story.
It was crazy scenes. I think we both just like looked at it and we're like, what? So confused.
What was that?
I don't know. I still have so many questions.
Yeah.
It reminds me of in Sydney recently, the lady in the tunnel with the suitcase.
Yeah, it's like, what are you?
Like, what's going on?
How did you get here?
What is everyone doing?
I'm not sure.
I'm confused.
Yeah, there's just been a lot of like, just like a lot on.
There's been so much on.
And like yesterday with that kid with the dog, like that was just hectic as
well. Yeah.
I nearly saw this dog get hit by a car. And then because now I'm a mom and like my mom instincts kicked in, I just like got out of my car with like half a face of contour on. So like I put the contour on, didn't blend it and saw this dog nearly die. So I left my contour because, you know, I've got to do my good deed for the day. Get out, chase this dog around the street for like 15 minutes. Get back in my car feeling good about myself. Look at my face. God just instantly smacked me back in the face because my contour had gone stiff in a straight line and I couldn't blend it.
That's the worst when it dries. It was fucking and you're locked like, in. Oh, shit.
I had these stiff lines on my face. So I had to start my makeup over again.
Stunning.
And it just made me think, like, shouldn't I have been rewarded, not punished?
You know what? Yeah, like, why do bad things happen to good people? That's like textbook.
I was just like, I got in my car expecting my instant good karma and I just smacked in the face with another setback. Again, first world problems.
Very much first world problems.
Sophie Turner.
Our queen.
I think she could join Coquita. La Coquita.
La Coquita.
Who was our other mascot? It was La Coquita.
La Coquita and...
Oh, Messi.
Oh, Messi. Our king Messi.
Our short king.
Our short king Messi.
We got La Coquita.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The feminist crocodile who impregnated herself. Girl code
love
mascot.
Her. Slay.
Slay. Slay. Incredible work. Mm-hmm. We have Lionel Messi who refuses to touch
other
or
women.
Take a photo with another woman that's not his wife.
Incredible.
King.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Sophie Turner who gets an honorable mention because if you don't know, I'll quickly summarize it. Her and Joe Jonas, who used to be the hottest and coolest Jonas brother, but...
It really did. It like went down very quickly for him.
I think I'm just psychoanalyzing Joe Jonas, but because he was like the hottest one, all the girls loved Joe. You remember that little flicky like.
Dude, I was like, I was into Joe. I was keen on Joe.
Yeah. I didn't mind a little bit of Nick because he was like kind of cute and dirty.
No.
And red dress.
What?
Do you know?
What? I'm Snow. What the fuck is it? Is that a song?
Wait, in the song it's like. I don't know how the song goes, and he goes, there's a part and he goes, red dress.
No, you can't do it. No,
that's no, I didn't connect to the Wi-Fi. I perhaps might insert a clip of Red Rice. He just sings
it. You should connect and play it. Okay. I need like some audio. I need some audio stimulation.
Okay, please hold. I'll play Red Dress.
I was always Team Nick though. Who was your favorite One Direction person?
Zayn.
Oh my God, I love Zayn.
I thought Harry was like cute, but like Zayn was like, fuck yeah.
See, when I was like younger though, because I went to a 1D concert, mine was always Louis. Oh, play it.
What?
Louis Tomlinson. That was who my favorite was when I was younger.
That's niche.
I know.
That is very.
I know.
Does many people have that as their favorite? I thought everyone kind of like.
No, Louis like went through like a moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was like him and Harry.
Is he the angry one? Who's the one who like went on Impulsive and was like being like really shady?
Could be Liam?
Yes, Liam Payne. The one, strip that down for me.
Yeah.
I love Liam. It when the music starts. He just gets really into the red dress part. He's like, red dress.
Ew.
Okay.
No.
Do your own research.
Well, to conclude, Joe was always like the one.
Right? You know. And then he kind of fucked over Taylor Swift.
What? Do we even know what happened there? You're a Swiftie. Yeah.
He broke up with her over the phone.
Oh,
and she
shit.
Shaded him.
Oh,
and
shit.
Yeah, I think she even got like a Joe Jonas like Barbie doll and was like.
Oh, like fucking with him.
Yeah, like she don't fuck with him.
Okay.
Moral of the story. Mm-hmm. So he sounds like a bit of a shady dog. I think maybe the fame and hotness went to his head.
Okay.
He thought he was better than his brothers. Mm-hmm. Or just like completely a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. And now it's biting him in the ass because he tried to. Okay, his lovely wife, mother of his children, mm-hmm. Sophie Turner. She has publicly.
She's beautiful, by the way.
Beautiful. Just, yeah. Game of Thrones. Stunning. Icon. Mm-hmm. She, had their kids and everything. And then she has publicly said she doesn't really like partying. There's all these videos of her. She doesn't party. She's a homebody, mm-hmm. right? Anywho, he filed for divorce, I think, on his birthday or something. So something happened. Mm-hmm. And he started this whole, like, PR smear campaign. I don't think he realized, everyone would realize what he was doing. And just shading her, saying that she doesn't want to be with the kids. She wants to party all the time, like, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And basically everyone it went the other way. Everyone turned on Joe and started hating on him because they're like, mm-mm, don't do that to our Queen Sophie. Mm-hmm. And it backfired. Now everyone hates Joe. Whatever. Point being, Sophie got the ultimate revenge. Do you know who she got spotted out with?
Do share.
Taylor Swift.
I actually did see those photos. I did see Sophie or Taylor Swift. I think that's iconic.
Right?
So iconic.
And then apparently she was also letting Sophie and the kids stay at one of her apartments in New York.
Taylor.
Wow. She's just a woman of the people.
Wow.
Second of all, she was most recently spotted with a billionaire aristocrat kissing him in public.
This is the best.
Okay.
This is the best.
If you go through a breakup and you're a celebrity, mm-hmm. what would the ultimate revenge be? You have to level up or hook up with their enemies. But I think the ultimate would be a billionaire aristocrat.
If your ex, regardless of who you are, if your ex starts dating a billionaire after you, see ya.
That's going to hurt. Because
you're literally crying in your room.
Little Joe. Little sweet little Joe.
Poor Joe.
He is now busting his ass. Singing his Jonas Brothers throwback songs every night on his little tour, mm-hmm. trying to make some money for the family. And she just goes and hooks up with a billionaire and gets pat while doing it.
How does she meet these men? Snaps for Sophie. Like, I want to know how she met this dude.
I don't know.
Do you reckon she's on Raya?
I feel like there might be a more. It's my
Do
theory.
You think?
I feel like there must be some like
a celebrity
private matchmaking service, you know, like
because like how is Emrata meeting all these dudes?
Yeah,
she was with another guy I saw on TikTok. The other
do you
day.
Think yeah. maybe you like tell the publicist and then they help you find someone and like maybe they contact the teams or maybe there's like a celebrity matchmaking database because like Raya, we got on Raya, we don't deserve.
Raya was
do you
boring.
Know what I mean? Like that's
Raya was
not
so boring.
Well, actually, I. Didn't quite make it on. I
thought you did.
No, I never got to swipe through. So for anyone who has only recently started, basically when I spent so long trying to get on Raya, it was one of my only goals in life at that point. Every time we'd go to any like influencer dinner, anything, I was like, who here has Raya? Can you please recommend me? I wanted to get on. Like I was single. I wanted to, you know, get out there and hopefully, you know, get on a private jet. That was my vibe. Anyway, so I sent across my application. I got my references. I'm just sitting there, you know, waiting patiently. Never
please.
Heard. Please, Raya God. let me on. Gods. Tell me I'm cool. Give me the validation. Mm-hmm. And then time moves on. Mm-hmm. I meet my now lovely boyfriend, Tom.
That's right. Oh my God, it's all coming back to me.
So I meet Tom. We meet in Byron. Mm. I don't think I even said that when we first were on doing the episode because I was trying to keep it on the DL. But we met on that Byron trip. And I still was pending on fucking Raya. Mm. Come back. Our first date was like on a Wednesday, let's say. Tuesday night, my Raya email comes through.
That's the Raya gods testing you. Yes. He was literally testing.
Actually, no, it was the day after. It was the Thursday after. And I remember just being like, had the best night with Tom. I was like so happy. I was like, yes, I'm probably going to date this dude. Like, obviously we'd been hanging out in Byron. It wasn't just like one day. Mm. And then Raya was like, are you sure? Are you really sure? Mm. And I had to,
had to cancel.
I had to move that into a different folder just in case.
Just for the time being, who knows what could happen.
I know. I just kept it around for a few months just to, make sure because if he fucked me over, I'm getting straight back on. But it's still in that folder. I think it would be canceled by now.
I spent some time on there and it was so boring.
Do you remember when you didn't know you were on there?
Did I? I don't even remember. I have the worst memory, bro. You tell me stories and I'm like, did I do that? I don't
know. I was there.
Yeah, I'm like, that never happened.
No, so when I was in that hectic trying to get on Raya phase, it pops up in your phone. Like when you apply, it tells you who's in your contacts that's already on Raya. Mm-hmm. And I remember Maddie had gotten on like a year or so ago and we were like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And then you met John.
Yeah.
So you got off, deleted the app, moved on with life.
So we thought. He's probably going to come for me and be like, she did it on purpose. No. She's been on it the whole time. I'm like, no, I actually did it.
Well, that's what I thought would have happened because it popped up. It was like, your friend Madison Woolley is a member, like asked for a referral. And I was like, and I thought for a second, I was like,
that shady bitch.
But I was like, is she, like, I don't want to blow up your spot. Like, like I'll ride for you if you want to keep us on the DL. Like, sorry, John. I'm joking. Just kidding. Totally it's fully a joke. No, but I saw it and I was like, Maddie, so I remember calling you. I was like, you're on Raya. And you're like, what?
I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm like, are you being shady? She was like, no, bitch. Like, I didn't even know I was on there. So you'd been on for like a year. And
that means it was probably charging my card for a year. I must have deleted the app but not deleted my account. I don't even know.
Okay? I don't know what happened there. You slipped through the cracks.
I was on it for a year. So if you saw me for a year, like 3 years, 4 years ago, I don't know.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. Okay.
But back to Sophie.
Sophie, our queen.
She is now in our new mascot. So we've got three. Applications are open.
I think it's a nice balance because it's female, male, reptile.
That's the perfect combination.
I think it's nice. It's really nice.
Everyone should hit that trifecta when they're choosing their mascots.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say something else.
What were you going to say? anywho. So back to GC Goss.
Yeah.
All roads for me do lead back to Taylor Swift.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Kaylin's a Swiftie.
I feel like I've warmed up enough to the pod now to like fully be my true self. And that is a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the concert still. Touchy topic. Moving on. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. Love it. Love the couple. Do you think PR or real?
I think real.
I think real too, because those leaked photos of them being cute.
I think real.
But I think if PR, genius.
I don't know. Taylor Swift doesn't really strike me as the girl that would do like a relationship PR stunt.
The only thing I thought of is because you know how Taylor's very big on like, she tells like stories through her ears, right? And she started off as being like, she wears short skirts, I love t-shirts. That
song. She's still a banger. Caption
and, I'm on the bleachers. Anyway, so she wanted just had to finish it. I can't leave that there. I can't disrespect Taylor like that.
Tay-Tay, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. So she wanted to date the jock. Like that was like how she started. Mm-hmm. And now she's just finished her Eras tour and she's dating the jock. Do you know what I mean? I can see.
Okay.
I can see
the flow.
The angle of like her overall life story.
Yeah.
And she is so calculated that I'd be like, it does make sense. But I do think maybe they are just in love. But his publicist.
That should be me holding your head. Okay, we're not singing. We've got someone listening. We can't sing anymore. Oh my God,
sorry. Yeah, for reference, the God we were referring to, I don't actually know, maybe that was in private.
What?
It sounds like we have God in our ears because there's a man
What are you saying?
Now I feel shy because I know he's listening. Who's like listening to the podcast and can talk into our ears, which we've never had before. But yeah, now I feel like a little bit of stage fright.
So we need to stop singing because sometimes we just like sing, as you guys all know.
He's probably crying back there. Like, this is the worst day of my job ever.
No, tell us what you saw from Travis Kelce's PR.
Right. Lady. So the publicist, she had an account, 2,000 followers. Mm-hmm. It was her birthday. And one of her friends had posted on their story a picture of – there's like that viral picture of Taylor watching Travis's first football game. And she's kind of like cheering. And then the publicist is in the background like on her phone. And people were saying like, this is my Roman Empire. That was around the time. And the friend had posted that photo, put a clown emoji on Taylor's face and said, happy birthday to our Roman Empire, and tagged the publicist. The publicist reshared it. The Swifties – the Swifties were not happy.
Why would the publicist, like, it's literally your job, and she reshares that?
It's so embarrassing.
What?
Yeah, like, how
did you think that was going to fly? Like, oh.
Either she's a psychopathic genius, and this is all calculated to get even more eyes, but right. I don't know how many more eyes are kind of stuck under this table. I don't know how many more eyes they could get,
yeah.
And I'm not sure if that would be the right angle. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure about it. But yeah, she made a boo-boo and she said that she, someone else was running her account, 2,000 followers, babe, no, they're not.
No.
and they would probably be smart enough to not reshare that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she said, oh, and then she said it was just like a birthday clown, like emoji. The friend just picked a random emoji and put it on Taylor's face. It's not that deep. The worst PR response.
I saw as well. I don't know why I'm on, I think I'm on Swiftie TikTok after we hang out. It all comes up. But I saw that apparently the publicist used to work for Scooter Braun.
Yes.
So that kind of makes sense.
It's all connected. So she probably hates Taylor.
Yeah.
Maybe was just there for the first game. Maybe Travis fired her. Like, who knows? Like, we don't know what happened. And maybe she has some personal vendetta against Taylor. Or maybe Taylor came in and was like, hey, Travis, let's get you better PR.
Yeah.
And maybe she was, like, looking at getting fired or demoted. And maybe that's why she didn't like Taylor, because Taylor is queen of PR. She'd have the best team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was, like, a little bit of animosity there. Or she wants to fuck Travis. Think about it.
Probably.
And Taylor's getting in the way.
Taylor is messing up her plans.
Yeah, she just wanted, you know.
She wanted
smash.
Some. She wanted some.
She wanted a slice of that.
She wanted a slice of that pie.
And now she is not getting it.
No, the pie is off the table.
The pie is gone.
It's gone.
So, yeah, shit day to be her. Yeah. But, yeah, that's just not what you want.
No.
Imagine getting in a PR crisis as a publicist.
So stupid though. Like, why would you reshare that? I can't.
I think it was meant to be on her close friends. Like, I think that's the truth of the matter. Yeah. I think it was just a quick accidental, not a close friends moment. The Swifties were probably quick, saw it, clipped it.
Yeah.
It was all over for her.
Yeah.
It happens. Have you actually ever done an accidental close friends?
No.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
An accidental
public?
No, I don't think I have. No, I've seen some girlies get caught up.
Yeah.
I've seen some things happen.
I've seen a lot of things happen.
That would be so bad.
What would you actually do? That's me done.
Well, I just don't put things on my close friends like that are like just not meant to be on the internet.
No, I just think you're dancing with the devil.
You're just playing with fire. Just like, you don't need to document everything.
Also, don't you think it's so funny? Like, are you on people's close friends and you're like, we're not close friends?
Dude, yes.
It's
so many. I'll talk to someone once and like, I mean, like, honored, like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Like, I love seeing it, but I'm like, wow, I wonder how big their close friends list is.
Yeah. I'm on a few like really rogue ones. And I'm like, are you sure you trust me?
Yeah. we're trustworthy.
I'm not telling anyone.
We're a vault, but like, what if we weren't?
Like, I wouldn't trust me, but like, you can.
Exactly. But like, what if we weren't trustworthy?
Yeah, like, we have access to a podcast.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't keep us as close friends.
But don't take us off, because I love it. No, I love seeing what people do. I love seeing like people's like rogue sides. It's fun.
It is fun. And it is quite like an honor.
It is an honor.
Demoted, promoted. I actually met this girl one time in Bali, and she, like, we're at the table together and we're talking, and she added me straight away to her close friends. Wow. And I was like, whoa. That was quick. And she said that she only posts on close friends. So she has like her account and she will only post stories on close friends. She doesn't post anything on normal stories.
Is that
so? And she condenses the list down. I don't know.
But she just met you.
I just felt like it was a lot of admin.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I feel like maybe just put your account on private.
Yeah. And then your account on private, like, monitor your following.
Yeah, list. Well, it's an honor. Please, if you're listening, don't take me off. I love seeing what you're up to on your Bali adventures. It looks way more fun than what I'm doing.
Oh, right, this lady. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who else are we on? There was one girl that I was on, but I'm no longer on it. And it was like the most iconic close friends that I got taken off.
I know. Sucks.
We like didn't speak for
Did she have a scandal?
No, she was just like living the life. Oh. I think you know who it is.
Probably.
I can't say.
No, don't. It's best not to. Mm.
But it was like so iconic. I like saw all the inside things. It was wild.
Mm. I'm on one of a girl that's in LA and she lives like a fun
life.
A fun LA
all
life.
All the LA girlies are actually crazy though. Like they're getting wild every night.
Literally. And I'm like, I'm so thrilled to be on here, but like your life looks so fun. And again, why am I on here? But like, thank you.
Like, trust me. Thank you.
Trust me. Thank you.
It's also that time of year. What's the date today? Hang on. The 3rd of November. A little bit eager, but whatever.
The silly season is
tickling
your balls.
Tickling our feet. What? I was going to say like tickling our feet.
Who says that?
I don't know.
You say balls.
Whatever.
Don't change it up because God's listening.
Tickling our balls. Sorry, God. The silly season is among us. So in honor of that, I've been seeing everyone doing like their Christmas. Well, actually people are already putting up their Christmas trees.
That is sociopathic.
I completely agree.
Or is it that like the opposite of sociopathic because you're Christmas joy? Do you know maybe where?
Because you're Christmas joy. Shut the fuck up. No, it should be on the 1st of December.
Is it bad
and
juju?
I stand firm on that. Yes.
Okay.
Too soon. But anyways, everyone's making their Christmas lists. Mm. And I've been seeing a TikTok trend go around. It's like, you guys have probably seen it. It's like, mum, start making your Christmas list. And then it's like, okay. And then you write your list, but it's like stupid things. Like one was like, can I get a fucking break?
Oh, mood.
Or like a will to live.
Oh, yep, mood.
You know? So.
What would you like?
What would I like? I would like a weekend of just being completely uninterrupted. Like just don't fucking talk to me. No one texts me for like a whole weekend.
Maybe even like off the grid so it's impossible.
Oh my God, off the grid. Like I would love to be like ejected to Mars or something. Oh, like Jesus. A lovely Mars for like a weekend.
I don't know if like my...
Like a nice Mars. Like think about like a planet, but it's like...
What do you mean a nice Mars? Go to like the Mars, but the Mars with the four seasons.
Or like just be eject me to like a private island with like a resort on it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, fully. Yeah. White Lotus place. Yes. But like perfect. No one... Perfect. Speak to me.
Yeah, no one speak to me.
Oh, what a dream. I would enjoy that. My Christmas list would be pretty similar. It's more just like a week of like everything stopping. So like I'm not missing any work. So like work's
like
paused.
A pause.
Yeah, like just life just hits pause for a second. Mm-hmm. Work stops. Everything stops and I can just go to sleep.
Oh, you'd like 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep.
Is yeah, for 7 days straight.
Okay, right.
Maybe 12 hours for 7 days. Okay. I just wake up to eat, go back to sleep, wake up, eat, have a bath.
Have a bath.
You know what I mean? Like, that's all I want.
Do you even have a bath?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you
have I don't want to be in my bath.
Do you have baths regularly?
No, I don't because it's a shower bath and I don't like the idea of standing in it.
Right. Do you have baths?
No, I don't. But if I go to a hotel,
nice.
I have a bath because it's quite a luxury.
I actually, this is bringing back flashbacks. Do you remember when we lived together, we had a bath in my room?
So, yes.
Wait, what happened?
Proceed. No, I remember I used to like to have baths in your bath. I'd be like, hey, Matt, can I have a bath tonight?
I remember I'd come home with something and they'd be like, soap. And I was like, have you had a bath? And Caitlin would be like, yes.
I like baths.
Oh, shit.
It's actually like, hindsight, like super weird. Like,
it's not weird because like we're best friends. It's fine. But like,
but in general, if your roommate was going into your bedroom and into your ensuite and using your bath and then like not mentioning it, it's kind of strange.
Can you imagine if you came home, like you lived with someone, you weren't friends with them and they're just like in your bathtub?
And they'd be like, no. Knowing me as well, like I'm just so messy. Like I would have left like a trail of like soapy feet back to my bedroom and you'd be like, okay,
I can see it. I'm like, this bitch.
Yeah, I actually used to bath in your bath a lot.
Yeah, it was so good. I loved that bath.
It was just like sweet relaxation. Yeah, I'd go in there with my phone and just like.
How good is it, right? So when the bubbles are bubbling.
Mm.
The wine's flowing.
Oh, shit.
I like...
Are you getting drunk in your bath?
Yeah. Like, I like having a face mask on, the bubbles, like, relaxing music with a glass of red wine. Even would go as far as to have, like, Sex in the City playing.
Oh.
Yeah. That's, like, my dream.
No soft porn.
No soft porn. That's in like I finish my bath, then I go to my bedroom.
Once you're all relaxed,
and then I open up my book, and I'm ready to go.
I open up one of my my naughty novels. What's it called? It's called like Smut. Isn't that the type of
what? Smut.
You smut. No. I think that's what it's called. Like the genre of like naughty books.
Kinky fetish books.
Jesus, I think you took it to a new level. I think that's a little bit above the thing. But what else do we want for Christmas?
I would like $5 million.
Ooh, yeah. That would be nice.
That would be nice. Like not asking for like a lot.
No.
You know.
Definitely not. Yeah.
Maybe even 10.
I wouldn't even mind just going to like a puppy. Like what? Like going to like, you know.
Being a puppy for a day.
I would, no. Yes, actually, do you know what?
How fucking good would that be?
I would love to swap lives with Minnie.
With a puppy.
Specifically Minnie. Sweet. This bitch is just.
Special.
She lives the best life. Yeah. I say to her, I speak to her now. I've progressed into like full crazy territory. Yeah, like we have combos. Okay.
I see.
Because I'm by myself all day.
I see.
I need someone to talk to.
You should like probably get checked for that.
I am.
Too soon.
Too soon. The point is, it's like, I say to her all the time, I'm like, you have two parents, a double income household, no children, no competition. You're an only child.
Mm-hmm. All the attention.
She gets fed, like, I buy her food from, like, you know, like,
nice.
It's good stuff. Nice. You know, it's like, it's not dog food.
Yeah.
I buy her human
food. Does she
get
bones?
And I make it for my dog.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Does she get bones?
Yeah, she gets bones. Treats? She gets, like, every single bone is $10. And she gets one a day. Like, she is living the fucking dream.
Oh, my God, Minnie.
Water trots down Manly. Like, that's all I want is just to be fed and, like, cuddled.
So that...
like, Minnie.
Right. Tom.
And not have to pay for anything.
Do we need to check in with Tom?
Maybe I need to just... Actually, do you know what? Perhaps I am Minnie.
All right.
Minnie
well,
with a job.
Like switch lives with Minnie. I get that. That's a good one.
Yeah, but I want to be able to switch back because I think I'd get really jealous seeing Minnie as me hanging out with Tom. That's weird. It's getting fucking incestual again. Not again.
Why do we always come back to incest on this podcast every time?
No, we're actually doing RGC after this. I wonder if there's any incest.
I really hope not. I hope everyone's like not going back down that track because shit gets dark.
Actually, on Love Island, Australia, sorry.
Is it incest?
Well, no. But sorry, why I bring it up is there's a girl on there, Kira.
Right.
And her sister Bronte was actually on Maths this year.
Right.
Australia for anyone who's not Australian. Anyway, so the sister's on Love Island and an intruder, Bombshell, comes in and Kira's like, I know that guy. And she was like, oh, yeah, I know him. And everyone's listening. And he was like, yeah, we matched on Tinder. And she's like, yeah, we matched on Tinder. Like, we're talking for a bit, but nothing really happened. He's like, yeah, and I fucked your sister.
Oh, my God.
She was like, what? She didn't know. It was really awkward. And then she liked him, like she thought he was hot, obviously, from that previous connection. Wow. And she like pulled him aside and was like, obviously I can't couple up with you because that would be fucking weird. And I was like, incest, incest. Coming.
Bring the incest.
I literally turned to Tom.
Bring
like,
in the siblings.
The sister walks in. Like, that is fucking good TV.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that she couples up with them. The sister comes in, like,
oh my God.
Quality.
Oh, my God. A triangle with the two sisters.
I actually also thought of an idea last night, and I might regret saying this on air.
Just say it.
Okay, and then we'll have to wrap this up.
Okay.
My final thought of the day.
Okay.
So when I was watching Love Island last night, I thought, if I was a porn producer.
Okay.
Yeah. I would hire, like, pay a heap of porn stars, right? Mm-hmm. And they could come to, like, the Love Island villa. Because, you know, I'm talking big budget porn. I'm not talking amateur. I'm talking, like, you know, subscription.
What? Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Premium content.
I see.
You know
Lana
about
Rhodes.
She doesn't do porn anymore.
Oh. That's all I know. That's the only person I know.
Well, that's
because
she quit. That's because you read books.
No, that's literally. I just
gotta get on the hard stuff.
Okay, it's like listing off all these things.
I'm like, you know this one? Okay, so setting the scene, same villa, Love Island. Mm-hmm. They hire like single porn stars, male and female, and it's the exact same as Love Island. So they're doing all the normal stuff except in the evenings they all fuck. Oh
my God. Bro, just say you want to watch porn at this point.
No,
because that's what they do. That's like.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not a porn producer, but it just came to me as like that would be like such a good idea.
Oh, okay, right.
Would I watch it? Probably.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be 100% porn. Like, I want them just to be able to do it. Like, they're there to find love. Like, it's genuinely Love Island. Mm-hmm. No one's
with a twist.
Yeah, like
in the dark Love Island.
Yeah, like in the day, no one's, you know, they don't have to perform. Mm-hmm. There's no expectation to perform, mm-hmm. but if they want to, they can, mm-hmm. and the viewers get to watch it.
Honestly, I'd tune in.
It's like After Dark. You know what I mean? It's like the naughty Love Island.
I like that. Someone, like, you should probably have trademarked that idea.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Someone take that and just send me a free access code so I can watch it.
I'm not me too, please. Once it comes out on hard copy, I'll listen. I'll read.
Hard copy?
I'll read it.
Can you put that into novel format for me, please? I would like to couple up with. And then they started romantically caressing.
I'm there in my bath like, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. But yeah, that's okay, that could that's be our retirement plan if okay. we figure out how to do that porn stuff.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
That's it for this week.
Well, that's it for this week's episode. It just got a bit weird there.
Yeah, I knew I shouldn't have said that out loud. Are you sure? Do we have to cut that out?
No, it's fine.
People are going to think well, you've got a soft porn addiction. It seems like I have a hard porn addiction.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
But that's it for this week's episode. We hope you guys have enjoyed this very chatty, very random episode.
It's the mothers talking.
It's the monsters, bro. It's monsters.
It's the monsters still in our system. It's just,
yeah, it's like it's just doing some things internally. But if you guys would like to follow along on our TikTok or Instagram, it's just at Girlcode the Podcast, and also our Facebook community. Stop smiling at me.
What am I supposed to do? Like, look somewhere else?
Facebook community group, it's at Girlcode. It's at Girlcode the Podcast. That's all.
That's all. Thank you guys so
much.
Thank
you so much. We'll see you next Thursday.
Bye. Bye.